From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. An outbreak of the deadly Marburg virus has hit the African country Angola. The World Health Organization says the virus has made 140 people sick, 132 of them have died, most of them children. Aid groups are rushing people and equipment to Angola to combat the epidemic, but as NPR's Richard Knox reports, the WHO expects the toll from the outbreak to grow.
Marburg isn't as much feared as its cousin Ebola, but in fact, they're hard to tell apart. In both cases, victims bleed to death, often from every orifice and every organ. Few infections are as deadly. That's why the WHO, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Health Canada, and the medical aid group Doctors Without Borders are rushing to Angola. Dr. Mike Ryan is managing WHO's response from Geneva. He says cases counted so far don't include victims who died outside hospitals.
There's clearly cases occurring in the community. So yes, there's certainly been an increase in the number of cases registered.
Some WHO experts expect a doubling of the current toll. That would make this Angolan outbreak the largest Marburg epidemic ever and larger than almost any Ebola outbreak. International workers and protective gear are just arriving, so Ryan says it'll take time to show results.
We're going to see further waves, and even with the best interventions, you're talking about at least two waves of transmission before you start to gain control of the problem.
So far, most Marburg cases have been in a northern province called Wige, but there are reports of cases across Angola's border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. Dr. Pierre Formante is struck by how widely the virus has already spread. He's the WHO's top Marburg expert.
It's the first time that we have, geographically speaking, a so large outbreak of Marburg. We have cases not only in Wige city itself, but in different cities around Wige, 20 to 40 kilometers.
The outbreak probably started last October. Many people got infected in hospitals. Formante thinks sloppy injection practices explain why most victims are below age 5. Doctors often give medicine to young children by injection rather than by mouth. The biggest fear is that Marburg will begin spreading from person to person in Angolan cities. There have been cases in the provincial capital of Wige, a city of 200,000, and 3 people have died in Luanda, a coastal city of more than 3 million that's Angola's capital. Luanda has several other possible cases, but Formante says the known and suspected victims came from Wige and didn't catch Marburg in Luanda.
Today we have no evidence of transmission within Luanda. We have evidence of people who have escaped Wige to die in Luanda, yes, but we have no secondary transmission in Luanda or in any other city, by the way, than Wige.
Finding and isolating Marburg cases in a big city is hard enough. Tracing people they might have infected is daunting. That's why Angolan and WHO officials are trying to damp down panic, which could cause people to flee from Wige to the capital and bring the virus with them. Dr. Krista Kitz is coordinating the work of Doctors Without Borders in Luanda.
In Luanda, it's still a little bit calm, but we are hearing from Wige province that healthcare workers are fleeing hospitals. They are not attending to work anymore. And also population is trying to run away, or they are running away from the area, some of them. In Luanda, capital city, there is no real panic reactions yet, but the fear grows, I think, every day.
The WHO team in Angola includes a public relations person. His job is to battle rumors, verify facts, and quell panic. Richard Knox, NPR News.